Both chambers of the General Assembly are set to vote on a budget agreement crafted by Republican leaders. Governor Roy Cooper seems likely to veto it when it reaches his desk, however, as it does not contain Medicaid expansion. That has been a chief goal for the governor and his fellow Democrats. Here's more on a report out today in support of Medicaid expansion. The report explains expected revenues to North Carolina are now lower because the state has lost out on funding for the last 5 years. However, it still estimates over $11 billion in federal funding would come to the state in 2 years if Medicaid is expanded in 2020. Dr. Laura Gerald is president of the Kate B. Reynolds Charitable Trust that commissioned the survey. She says that the main point of the report is that delaying expansion delays access to the opportunities that Medicaid provides.
What we know is that if you don't have health insurance, it's really hard to access health care services and really hard to remain healthy.
The report claims over 37,000 jobs would be created across the state, including over 2,300 in Western North Carolina. Over 43,000 additional people would be covered by Medicaid in the state's 13 westernmost counties if coverage were expanded. That means hospitals would have fewer uncompensated care bills to pay, according to the report. Gerald says that the report is meant to be bipartisan.
Regardless of which side of a political aisle or debate you're on, to me, expanding Medicaid makes sense from both a humanitarian perspective and it also makes sense from an economic perspective.
Republicans in the past have been steadfast against expanding Medicaid. And in the current budget negotiations, GOP leaders have accused the governor of not giving them specific counteroffers to their spending plans. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.